Magyanatimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Nidadam Vinjena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dharati Swaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Parakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Taham Sajivam Sadvetam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Manamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gaur Prem Anande Hari Hari Bho. Today is Hari Vasara, means the Lord's Day, and there are days throughout the calendar year that are the Lord's Day. When the Lord appears in the world, it has an effect like no other. In fact, all over the world, people still remember Lord Ramachandra. He moves people. He makes them think about their lives and why they exist. His pastimes are heard over and over and over and over again. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages at Naimasaranya met together to have a 1,000-year sacrifice. And what was that sacrifice? It was a yajna to talk about what is the greatest good for all living entities, especially in the age of Kali Yuga. This is the concern, the occupation of those who are spiritually minded. They're not so much concerned with their own personal welfare, but they do feel for others. And the sages at Naimasaranya gathered together asking the question, how can we do the greatest good to the world? Vayam tu navrachyana uttama shloka vikrame yachchinvatam rasa jnanam swadu swadu pade pade. And when they began speaking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his incarnations, this shloka came forward, that we never tire of hearing about the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vayam tu na vrjama, uttama shloka. He's known as uttama shloka. He's glorified with the choicest poetry. In fact, Ananta Shesha, since a time immemorial, since beginningless time, with his 1,000 hoods, he has 1,000 mouths. And with each one of his mouth, he's speaking the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he's never repeated himself in any of his mouths. since the beginning of time. Vayam tu navrachupyana uttama shloka vikrame yachchinvatam rasagyanam swadhu swadhu pade pade. So they say that by speaking about the Lord and his pastimes and his incarnations, we're getting some juice. We're actually experiencing something that you can't experience anywhere in this world. And so they say, swadhu, swadhu pade, speak it over and over and over and over again. So it doesn't matter how many times we speak about Lord Ram or Lord Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every time we speak about him and his transcendental pastimes, it becomes sweeter. It's like grinding sandalwood. The more you grind, the sweeter the pulp. And the spices, when you grind them, the flavor comes out. This is the secret to life. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and taught this simple lesson. How to get the sweetness out of life. There are many kinds of philosophies in the world. Everyone's trying to get some kind of sweetness out of life, isn't it? Well, they don't like bitterness or discomfort. I mentioned this the other day to the devotees here. When I had a realization while I was in San Diego, I was driving out to a Harinam Sankirtan one evening with my friend Dravida Prabhu, and as we were driving down the freeway, I saw some motels. San Diego has many tourists. And there was a sign. As I was talking to Dravida Prabhu, I saw a sign out of the corner of my eye. It said, Comfort Inn. And then I thought, well, of course it doesn't say Discomfort Inn. Because who would go there? They say Comfort Inn. And I was thinking, it's probably not that comfortable. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells us that this material world is dukkhalayam, ashashvatam. Alayam means a place. You go to the bhojanalayam to get some food. And you go to the dukkhalayam, well, it's not a place you want to go. It's the discomfort inn. So there are many philosophies and ways of looking at the world to try to counteract misery and try to find happiness. But do they work? Everyone wants a process that works. How to find God, that's also a big topic all over the world. In fact, the other day I was doing some research and I found out, I was studying the history of the book. Humans have been writing things down for centuries. They used to, in China, write things down on silk cloth. And in some places on pottery, some places on shells. And then paper started coming in. And paper was made from mulberry bark and also from rags, things like that. It wasn't very sophisticated, but people started to write on paper. First person who made a printing press was a man named Gutenberg. And he printed mass quantities of the Bible. That was his impetus. He wanted to spread the Bible further. And then more Christian groups sophisticated the process of printing even after Gutenberg and then printed many, many Bibles for distribution. Why? Because people are looking for some kind of relief in this world. They want some knowledge that will save them from discomfort and show them a way to be happy. So there are different ideas about that. And Krishna is very kind. He comes to the world specifically to directly give that kind of information so that everyone can become happy. In fact, that's the whole purpose of the Vedas, is that everyone can become happy. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught a simple process everywhere he went. He traveled throughout South India for 6 years, and he went from town to town, and everyone he met, he told them a simple process. Chant the names of Krishna. Live a simple life. Worship Krishna, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. It's very simple. He just says, think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and surely you will come to me and bow down to me. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he traveled everywhere and he just taught people a simple thing. Just chant Hare Krishna and you'll become happy. So this is what the world is lacking today, is this simple process and knowledge of how to become happy. Yesterday, from this temple, as we do regularly, we went out to meet people to distribute Bhagavad Gita and the other books that we have here. As this was the process of and method of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went from door to door, from town to town, and distributed knowledge about Krishna. And he asked everyone else to do that too. It was like he said he was distributing fruits of love of Godhead. And the more fruits that he distributed, the more the contents increased. It's said poetically in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that there is a warehouse, a storehouse of love of God. And that's where all the happiness is. Without that, people can't be happy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, named the Panchatattva, they went and they opened up that storehouse, they took out the contents, and they distributed it to as many people as possible. And the more they distributed the contents, the more it increased. Spiritual mathematics. And they didn't consider who was a fit or unfit candidate. They gave it to everyone without any kind of consideration. And when people ate those fruits that he was distributing, which was the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and some of them made loud humming sounds out of satisfaction, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. And then he ordered everyone, please distribute these fruits. They're unlimited fruits. And he said, I'm one person. How many can I distribute myself? Therefore, he said, I order every person to help me distribute these fruits. And our experience here is that joining in that process of distributing those fruits makes us happy. The more we distribute them, the happier we become. And when we meet people, we get realizations about how the world works. We actually realize the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. As I was saying yesterday, we went very close by here to distribute some books and prasadam to people. So we went store to store. You know, there's how many stores do you think there are here in San Jose, approximately? Let's ask Manju. 20,000? Okay, 20,000 stores. So we went to at least 10 of them yesterday. We drove up the street, just from here, six of us in two cars, and we got out, and the first shop that we went into was run by a very nice woman from, where was she from? South Africa, from... No, Africa, some East Africa. Yeah, she was a Muslim. And there were other women in the shop. They had the Muslim dress on, and there was, the nomenclature inside the store, so we could tell. So, but we showed them what we had. And they were happy to buy a book. And then we asked them to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And out of the three ladies that were in the shop, two of them chanted, and one of them was sour-faced the whole time. Didn't say anything. But after we walked in and they chanted, everyone looked happy. And we were so happy when we walked out, six of us walked out of the store, and the devotees were all practically floating, and everyone said, Hare Krishna. And then the next shop we went into was a rug and floor shop. They sell flooring and rugs. And there was one man in this gigantic store, and he was sitting behind a big desk. So we figured he was the owner. So we went right up to him, and we showed him what we had. I mean, it's kind of impressive when six people walk in your store who, you know, are dressed like we're dressed. And we began talking to him, and he said he was from Iran. And we said, do you speak Farsi? So he said, yes. So we said, we have Farsi books. We have books in Farsi. We have a book, The Perfection of Yoga, I think it is, or that it's in Farsi. And so we immediately handed that book over to him. And he was happy to receive that book. And he also gave a donation and chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he was very inquisitive to know where we were from and what kind of work we did. And we had very nice conversation with him. He told us he wasn't the owner. He only worked there. So when we were walking out of the store, another woman was walking in the store, and she was starting her own store somewhere nearby, a facial place. And she was coming around with little flyers to advertise her store. So as we were walking out, she was walking in. So she handed us a flyer. We handed her a flyer. And we told her what we were doing and showed her the Bhagavad Gita and explained it to her. And she was very interested. She gave a $20 donation. And she's from Illinois, from originally, and she's moved out here starting her own business. Now we were really happy. And like this, we went from one store to the next. Then we went into a nail salon. I had no idea how many people it takes to do nails. Because there were about five nail salons along the place, and they were pretty full, actually. Everyone was having their nails done, painted, and, you know, all this stuff. So we went in, and one place was very busy, but we went all the way to the back of the store, and there was a young woman back there from Vietnam. They were all from Vietnam. She was having her lunch. She was eating a muffin. So we went right back to her, because she was the only one that wasn't busy, and she was thrilled. We showed her the Krishna book. And she asked, we told her a little bit about it, but she said, well, what is this book anyway? And I said, do you like Westerns? And she thought for a minute, and she said, yeah, I do. I said, this is an Eastern. And she laughed just like that. And then she said, she knew we wanted a donation. And the reason we asked for donation is because we tell people that when you give a donation for something spiritual like this, you get eternal credit for it. It means that every living entity, Prabhupada explained this to us, every living entity has a bank account inside their heart. And every time that we make a deposit, that means we do some spiritual work. That means we serve a devotee. We do something for Krishna. That's spiritual. We get a deposit in that bank account. And when it fills up enough, we get the greatest treasure of life, which is called Shraddha. It means our faith goes towards Krishna. So this woman said to us, yes, I would like to give a donation. She said, my heart is bigger than my wallet. But one thing, you have to sing for me. And so we were happy to oblige. So right in the nail salon, there was about 15 people in there, and half of them were having their nails done. We chanted, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Radha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we were so happy when we looked up, everyone else was smiling in the whole place. And on it went like that, from one place to the next, store to store. And we were all thinking, what a happy life this is, to go and teach people to chant Hare Krishna. I mean, after all, how really important is it to have your nails done? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, life and death. But to chant Hare Krishna, that's vitally important. So this is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. It was the same thing. He just went from shop to shop, from home to home, and with a simple thing, he just said, here, read Bhagavad Gita, chant Hare Krishna, and you'll be happy. Simple thing. Your life is simple. So as I was saying, there are many different philosophies and ways to approach God. Someone told me a very nice analogy the other day. If someone says, please show me God, you can say, God's in Vaikuntha. And comparing it to water, that's like when someone comes to you and says, I'm very thirsty, can you give me something to drink? And you say, there's some clouds. Yes, God's in Vaikuntha. And there's water in the clouds, but can you get it? And also, the Lord comes at various times. Avatars come in this world. And those are compared to flash floods. Lots of water. But you have to be there at the right time to get that water, the flash flood. And also someone might say, well, the Lord's in your heart. But that's like a well. To get water out of the well, you need a bucket and a rope. And if you don't have one, you're in trouble. It's hard to pull it all the way out without a bucket and a rope. So to find the Lord in your heart, you have to meditate. You have to look deep within. But the chanting of Hare Krishna that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed is like water in the palm of your hand. You can just drink it. So this is the gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Gaur Purnima, he appeared and he caused everyone to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Because his only purpose in coming to the world is give the water, let people drink. So he made them chant. He made an eclipse. He appeared during the eclipse. And you know, in India, everyone during the eclipse, they have to do something to counteract the influence. So everyone went to the Ganga and everyone chanted Hare Krishna. And then when the Lord as a baby, imagine how beautiful the Lord is as a baby. And we have many babies here. And they're all adorable. Hard to take your eyes off them. Then they grow up and... Who knows? But Krishna as a baby, he's so irresistible. People can't take their eyes off him. They bring him gifts. They want to touch his cheeks, everything. And he is eternally beautiful like that. So when he was a baby, so many people came to see him and just be near him. And they adored him. They couldn't take their eyes off him. They couldn't stop thinking about him. And he again caused everyone to chant because he would cry and cry and cry until they'd chant Hare Krishna. And then he would stop crying. And then when he started his Sankirtan movement, he came out of Srivast Thakur's house where he had chanted for 1 year in seclusion with his pure devotees. And he went out into the streets. He told his devotees, chant this name everywhere. Go house to house, go street to street and chant Hare Krishna. And throughout his manifest pastimes, everywhere he went, he taught everyone this simple process. So we're following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we're the servants of the servants of the servants of the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the greatest servant that we know of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He came with the same purpose as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to make people happy, He disturbed himself to come to a foreign country and distribute this water to everyone. Even though they didn't know what it is, many people didn't even want it, but he gave it anyway, just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. And people all over the world are becoming happy by chanting Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from this ancient book called the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. It was written hundreds of years ago. And in that book, it says that because of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there would be the chanting of Sankirtan in every town and village all over the world. It actually says that right in the book. And now, that's true. There's no place on this earth, because of Srila Prabhupada's campaign following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you can go in this earth planet, any continent you can go, where there's not the chanting of Hare Krishna going on. In fact, it's going on nonstop, and I'll prove it. Just in America, we had Mangal Aarti this morning, starting at 4:30 a.m. So we were chanting Hare Krishna at 4:30. We're on Pacific Standard Time, correct? Now, when the sun moves and it comes to... So that covers Pacific Standard Time. We're chanting here. There's devotees in Los Angeles. There's devotees in Berkeley. There's devotees all up and down the West Coast. Then it moves into what's the next zone? That's Mountain Time. It's 1 hour ahead. Denver's there. All the devotees there, Mangal Aarti, they're chanting Hare Krishna. Then it moves into Central Time, 2 hours ahead, Chicago. Devotees are chanting at Chicago and all throughout that area. Then it goes to the East Coast, and Mangal Aarti starting there. Then it goes... Oh, I'm going the other way? All right, going to Hawaii, chanting Hawaii, then Japan, going to Japan. Actually, I should have started in Japan. It's the land of the rising sun. They say the sun rises there first. Then?
India.
Vrindavan. Anyway, you get the idea. Everywhere in the world, everyone's chanting Hare Krishna. This is the influence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his servants. But we would argue that there are not enough people chanting Hare Krishna. We're not satisfied. We would like more people to be able to chant Hare Krishna, because it's so nice that if you just chant Hare Krishna, anyone, even if they don't know what it is, they'll stop and they'll be stunned. We do this all the time in Palo Alto. We go down with about 40 devotees, and drums and cymbals and flags and prasadam, and we just chant Hare Krishna. It's beautiful, it's melodious, and devotees dance out of happiness, out of ecstasy. And people, why do they go to Palo Alto in the evening time? One guess.
To enjoy.
To have fun. Yeah, they want to enjoy. So when they actually find the Hare Krishna chanting party, they actually stop and enjoy. Some people will stop, they don't know what it is, and they'll start dancing. And other people, when they see it, their mouths drop wide open. And they're stunned by hearing the chanting of a Hare Krishna. So this is the Hare Krishna movement. We chant the Hare Krishna mantra. This was what was distributed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's live and active. So be careful. It's very powerful. Just by chanting Hare Krishna a little bit, Krishna moves in our lives. And he makes miraculous things happen. And if we consciously chant, and we do it a lot, then our lives will radically change and we'll become completely happy. And if we spread it and we give it to other people, then they'll become happy and they'll tell other people about it. And there's lots of ways to teach it to other people. Everyone can do this. It doesn't require a movement even. You don't have to be a part of anything. You could take it yourself and can be completely happy just by the process. And you can teach it to whomever you like. So that's our purpose here at ISV. This is ISKCON of Silicon Valley. And ISV also stands for Individual, Spontaneous, and Voluntary. Means we invite everyone to come and join us and help in this mission. Please come. And we can use a bigger place. So if you have an inclination for architecture and construction, and you have lots of money, and you'd like to help build a bigger place, we'll take that. Otherwise, we don't care. We're happy just to chant and distribute Krishna consciousness everywhere we go. And we invite everyone to join us. This is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is what we're celebrating today for Sri Gaura Purnima 2010. It's so nice to see all of you. Thank you very much for coming, and it's very auspicious that you're here. All of you coming here, all of us sitting together in one room, we have no idea what the impact will be. It's like radiation. When you come close to radiation, you don't even know that you got it, right? There was a poster in the doctor's office I saw. There was a man about to jump off a cliff with a hang glider. And on it, it said, is this man crazy or what? And then on the bottom it said he forgot to wear sunscreen. Because, you know, the sun is so powerful, even if he doesn't notice it, he's getting radiated. So even if we don't know it, just by coming here and sitting with so many devotees and chanting a Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it's radiation, but it's spiritual radiation. And it radiates the heart. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said, Cheto Dharpanam Arjanam Bhava Maha Devagni Nirvapanam. He said it's so powerful, this radiation from the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that it cleanses the heart of all misgivings and impurities. It makes one completely happy. And it extinguishes the forest fire of material existence. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So, what's on the schedule tonight? We're going to chant Hare Krishna, and we're going to have an artik ceremony for their most beautiful lordship, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Sri Lakshmi Nrisimhadev. Aren't they beautiful? I was saying this morning that we are in this small temple, and we will be getting a bigger place sometime in the not-too-distant future. We've been saving for it for some time. But while you're here, relish the moments. It's actually nice being packed in with all the devotees. It really is. And when you walk in this room, you're right next to the deities. You're 2 feet away from Sri Sri Radha Krishna and Sriman Mahaprabhu. When you get a bigger place, some of the temples that you go to, they're way up high and way far away, right? But here, it's sweet, actually. They've agreed to stay here somehow in this little parking lot, Sri Sri Radha Krishna in a parking lot. So you can say, you know, for the rest of time that you spent time with Sri Sri Radha, Madan Mohan, Sriman Mahaprabhu, Sri Sri Lakshmi Nrisimhadev, about this far away from them, in a little place in a parking lot in the middle of San Jose, way back in 2010, back when ISV used to be a tiny little building. So relish it while you can. Relish every minute of it.